I should sing a song about St. Patrick another week's time. It'll be St. Patrick's Day. He came to Ireland, not willingly, the first time. He was captured by a fellow called Niall of the Nine Hostages. And recently, my son emailed me a piece from the New York Times in which it revealed that Niall of the Nine Hostages, who lived in Ireland 1,500 years ago, was responsible for possibly about 1/6 of today's population. He was a bit of a lad. Genghis Khan, on the other hand, has millions of progeny inhabiting the world today, and he was only around 800, 900 years ago. So he was captured possibly in Roman Britain. We're not quite sure. In fact, in the late 50s in Dublin, a group got together and decided to have a humanist society. And their very first meeting was on the phenomenon of St. Patrick. And their suggestion was that there were perhaps four or maybe even more people who over history got conflated into one. And a wag in the paper the next day suggested, here we have people who don't believe in God, but think there are four or five St. Patricks. Well, anyway, St. Patrick, as I say, he was dragged as a slave to Ireland, and he worked there for 6 years before he made his escape back to probably Roman Britain. We know his father's name was Calpurnius, so that gives us a bit of a hint there. And he came back later then as a bishop and evangelized the country. Now, his evangelizing was unique in the history of evangelism because there were no martyrs whatsoever in Ireland. They adapted to Christianity. Of course, Christianity overlaid itself on the pagan roots there, as it always did in many, many countries throughout its history. And he reveals himself as a very humble man. Some of his writings are still in existence, and he comes across as beating himself up for not doing the Lord's work. And I think if he was around today, we'd probably have him on Dr. Phil, give him a little course in self-esteem and get him on his way. Anyway, the song I'll do for you was written by one of my favorite ballad makers. He lived in the late 1700s. His name was Michael Moran, but he chose the nom de plume of Zosimus. That's a wonderful name, Zosimus. We actually had a basset hound called that. He was a great dog. He'd put a wad of peanut butter on the roof of his mouth and you had 20 minutes of entertainment. Well, we didn't have cable TV then, so... So anyway, he wrote this song about St. Patrick. Zosimus was quite a character. He was very, very popular on the streets of Dublin a couple of hundred years ago. And he was blinded as a child. He contracted measles and blindness ensued, which was often the case in the old days. And he turned his considerable talent to ballad making. And he had a wonderful turn of phrase. He would write ballads of popular events of the day, and he'd take biblical themes and write ballads about them. Of course, being from Dublin, he would throw in a bit of the geography of Dublin into his biblical themes. He has a wonderful piece on the finding of Moses that goes, "In Egypt's land, contagious to the Nile, the Pharaoh's daughter went to bathe in style. She took her dip, and she came unto the land, and to dry her owl royal pelt, she ran along the strand. But then a bulrush tripped her, whereupon she saw a little babby in a wad of straw. She took it to the Pharaoh, said he in accents mild and grand, 'Thunder and Jesus Christ Almighty, girl, where did you get the child?'" Thank God we've got people here who know their chronology. Wonderful. "Yeah, old woman, I'll search every nook from the Phoenix Park down to Donnybrook. And if I catch the little bastard's father, I'll chase him from the Nile back onto the daughter." That's the finding of Moses according to Zosimus. Now, here's the song he wrote about St. Patrick. And in this one, he has St. Patrick gambling, smoking cigarettes, chasing women, and drinking. And it's called "Saints Just Wanna Have Fun." No, actually, it's "St. Patrick Was a Gentleman." St. Patrick was a gentleman, he gave up days and people. Sure, he built a church in Dublin town, and upon it put a steeple.
His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Grady, and his aunt was an O'Shaughnessy, his uncle was a Brady. Wicklow Hill's a very high, so's a hill of boats, sir. There's a hill with higher, still much higher, northern boats, sir. On the top of that high hill, St. Patrick preached a sermon, drove the frogs into the bogs and banished all the vermin. There's not a mile in Erin's Isle with a dirty farmer mustard. Where Aaron he put his gear 4 foot, he murdered them in clusters. The toads unpopped the bronze, so stop a paste into the water. Snakes committed suicide to save themselves from slaughter. 900,000 vipers blew each armed in sweetest courses. Nine of them had killed a loo with soups and second courses. Blind runs crawling in the grass, disgusted all the nation. So down to hell with the holy spell, he changed their situation. It's a wonder now the Irish lads, they are so free and frisky. Sure, St. Patrick taught us that as well as making whiskey. It's a wonder the saint himself could understand distilling. His mother kept his shearing shop in the town of Enniskillen. Were I but as fortunate as to be back in Ulster, I'll be bound that from the ground it never more at once, sir. There's St. Patrick planted turf with cabbages and plenties, pigs galore, a gromish store for lads and ladies. Here's the bomb, St. Paddy's fist. He was a saint so clever, for he gave the snakes and toads a twist, and he banished them forever.
Thank you.